Are billboards a towering success or just a high-cost eyesore? Join us as we climb the ladder of advertising insights, exploring if those big, bold billboards truly bring in the buyers, or if they're just another roadside relic. Get ready to find out if investing in these advertising giants are a brilliant strategy or just a tall order. Lady bosses, are you working even after putting the kids to bed but still not getting results?
Are you tired of spending money on ads that aren't getting engagement?
Do you feel burdened that you aren't fulfilling your purpose in life because you are so consumed with work?
I'm your host, Brooke Boltz. I'm an attorney and founder of Boltz Legal. I started my business and in 1 year was bringing in seven figures and am now bringing in multi seven figures.
And I'm your co-host, Rachel Boltz, owner of Boltz Media. I've helped many businesses build their online presence and increase their revenue through digital marketing.
Want to hear how we did it?
We are here to help you achieve your goals personally, professionally, and spiritually.
So kick off your high heels, sit back, and let's ignite that passion.
We're Miss Biz, where we're putting the miss in biz.
Let's get. One of the most common questions that I get asked in the field of advertising and marketing is, how effective are billboards? I find that many people have dreams or aspirations to someday see their face on a billboard. And I was one of those people as well. And now, having had billboards of my own, I thought we should do this episode to answer the questions that people have about the effectiveness of billboards and what the process is. When I first became interested in doing a billboard, I didn't know the first thing about how to even go about doing that. Who to contact, who was responsible for billboards, how much they cost, all those things. So today we're gonna answer some of the most frequently asked questions about billboards.
Well, we're excited to get started and dig a little bit deeper into this. 71% of people consciously look at billboard advertisements. You think about it, how much traffic are on the main interstates? And what types of entertainment do you see on the way to whatever your destination is? And the answer is always billboards. Billboards, they aren't very effective at getting responses like having customers visit your website or call your store, but they are incredibly powerful at building brand awareness. Because most people see the same billboard multiple times, they remember it and they can often later associate it with a brand or a company. So, Brooke, what are some of the most memorable billboards that you can think of?
For me, a billboard that I saw that I always remember, it said, "Your wife is hot."
That's hilarious. That would crack me up.
And then it was an advertisement for an air conditioning company. So it said, "Your wife is hot." And then it was like, "Call us, we can help," or whatever, for air conditioning company.
That's
awesome. But as much as I remember the tagline, I couldn't tell you who the actual AC company was. So it was super effective at being memorable, but not so much at building that particular brand. However, it also was not a billboard that I drive by on a regular basis. I think it's in South Florida, actually. So the few times that I've traveled that way, which is several hours from where I live, I've passed it, but I remember it because it's so funny. But I don't know who the brand is. So I don't know if it was effective enough to help me to remember that particular company, even though the tagline is wonderful.
No, that's awesome. But I would think that if you had that specific need, like let's say your AC stopped working or you knew it needed some maintenance, that if you passed by that sign because it caught your attention, you would probably be more likely to pay attention to whatever the phone number was or the website was because you already had that need in your mind.
Sure. If it was a place that I traveled by on a daily basis, then I would look up at it and commit to memory the name of the company so I could look it up later.
Right.
If I wanted to reach out to them. What is a billboard that's memorable for you?
Well, I mean, for years, and it's not up anymore, but for years, there was this ginormous billboard on the side of I-4 that I would drive by every single day, and it just had the big words, vasectomy. And like that would crack me up, and it caught my attention because you don't typically see a billboard that just says vasectomy, call us. So it really, it's the only one that I've ever seen like that in my life. And I guess it stood out to me because it's such a private conversation. Like, you don't normally, like, I don't know if guys do this, but I wouldn't think that you, like, normally, like, go out for coffee and be like, yeah, you know, I went and had this done today. Like, that's just a very private topic. So to have it just out in the open, I bet his business did incredibly well because of that.
Yeah. And also, I think the key on that one is, like you said, it's not something you ordinarily see on a billboard. If I put auto accidents, call us.
Right.
It's not going to have the same effect because people see that all the time. They've been conditioned to see it. It's just not going to have that memorability factor. But if your business is vasectomies or something, something that people aren't accustomed to seeing, and you can be very simple with just one word,
right,
it can be very effective. So we all know that the law firm billboards are the most widely used billboards.
Oh, especially here in Florida, man. Like, you can't drive more than 2 centimeters without seeing a new billboard, whether it's on this side of the road or the opposite side of the road facing you. Like, they're just everywhere.
And there are a couple of huge firms in the Orlando area where we are that really have done a good job with their billboard advertising, particularly Dan Newland's firm. He was a lawyer who hasn't been around as long as, say, Morgan & Morgan has. He's only been around, I don't know, maybe 10 or 15 years, not nearly as long, but his billboard campaign is really what grew his firm and what everybody knows him for. It says, Dan got me. It's a check. The billboard is a check, and it has a huge dollar figure on it, the amount of whatever the settlement was. So maybe it's $1 million, and it'll say, Dan got me, and there'll be $1 million check written. And oftentimes he'll have a picture of the person who was the client who received that settlement also on the billboard. Mm-hmm. So when people drive by and they see check after check after check of these huge dollar figures, and it says, Dan got me, these big dollar figures of their settlements, that has just really grown his firm to where it is one of the largest firms in Central Florida, and Morgan & Morgan's home base is here. So I don't know who is bigger in the Central Florida area, but they are both just massive firms. And Dan's entire advertising campaign that, well, I can't say entire, I'm sure he does other advertising, but his most notable or noteworthy that everybody knows him for are his billboard campaigns.
And speaking of John Morgan, he has also done a really good job with his billboard campaign. So over the past few years, his marketing team, I got to give them an extreme amount of credit. They have photoshopped him on so many different things. I think the last one I saw, John's face was on like the six pack of abs, and the guy was like out in the sun. There was another one that like John's face was like superimposed onto an astronaut, and it was talking about being out of this world. Like, it's just really, really creative what he does. And not that long ago, he had a whole billboard campaign where it wasn't just one billboard, it was multiple billboards all over that had graffiti on them. And if you looked at it, it really looked like somebody had just vandalized poor John's billboards. But really, the billboards were designed to look like someone had done that. And mm-hmm. I just thought that was incredibly genius because it got people talking.
Mm-hmm. He also has the billboard campaign that says Size Matters, which is another one that
yes.
got people talking. So he's kind of in his billboards, it seems that his goal is to get people talking and to mm-hmm. be memorable. So in each of those examples you gave, it was incredibly effective with that being his goal. Dan Ulan's goal, I think, is different. It is to show people that he gets them
right.
money. And that's incredibly effective as well. So whatever your business is, these are just some examples that have stood out to us as utilizing billboard campaigns in an effective way for whatever their objective was. Something that people ask me all the time is, how effective have the billboard campaigns been for me? And I'm a much smaller firm, so I don't have dozens and hundreds of billboards out there. In my early days, one of my first goals upon starting my law firm and starting to bring in enough money to be able to advertise was to have a billboard. So I had a few billboards out on I-4, which is a major highway here in Central Florida. And so those were the first ones. And then I took them down for a number of years because I was trying different things. I wanted to try TV commercials. I wanted to try online things, streaming sites, just all kinds of different types of advertising to then come back to what seemed to be the most effective. And having now done that, I am coming back to, I believe that billboard advertising in my business is probably the best at creating brand awareness. Now, when people ask me, how effective is it for your business? I can only think of maybe one time recently where someone called and said they were calling because of my billboard. And it was because of a billboard that I have here in the town of my office, Oviedo. I have a billboard here now, and it's been up for close to 2 years. And so someone called recently and said they were calling because of that billboard, but it took a while. The billboard has been there for close to 2 years. And so people have to have that need arise in their life.
Correct.
And then remember your billboard. So my point is that when people ask me that question, I say it's very rare that someone calls just because of a billboard. So it doesn't actually, for me, yield immediate phone calls. But what it does is it creates brand awareness in a really strong way, more so than even a lot of the things that I do on social media. And I think that comes down to the credibility factor that comes with billboards. For example, if you see a social media ad of Bolts Legal, you're not necessarily going to think, ooh, that's impressive that they have a social media ad. But if you see a Bolts Legal billboard, it's going to have a different credibility factor. You're going to think, oh, Bolts Legal must be doing pretty well for themselves to now be able to afford to have a billboard. So that's kind of the difference in one aspect of why I think billboards can be effective at creating brand awareness. Again, they don't make the phone ring right away, at least not in my business, but they do create brand awareness in a way that makes it look like you must be doing pretty well for yourself.
Well, I think it boils down to the fact that billboards are very expensive. I mean, they are not easily affordable by the average business. So in order to be able to afford a billboard for an extended period of time, you have to have an ample amount of revenue that you are generating for your business every single month to be able to afford that. So I think that that's what helps establish it in terms of credibility, where you know, okay, well, this business is actually going somewhere because they've had this billboard up for a year now or so. But I do, and I do agree with you that in terms of increased visibility, billboards are highly effective, because it's not like with TV commercials where people are fast forwarding through them or turning them on or off or just not watching TV anymore. You have to drive by billboards. So I think that it does have that advantage. But what are some of the other cons that come into place with billboards?
Well, one of them you just mentioned, which is the cost. And in preparation for this podcast, I reached out to a few of the billboard companies to get some updated pricing to give you an idea of kind of what billboards range are. And just in case you're wondering, in case this is something that's of interest to you, some of the billboard companies that you can contact are Outdoor, Lamar, Clear Channel. Those are some of the ones that I've worked with before. And if you look at the billboard itself, mm-hmm. and you look just below the artwork, there will be the name of the company who owns that billboard. I never knew that that was even there as a consumer just driving by. But now, if there's ever a billboard that is available, there's nothing on it, and you want to know how to find out how much that billboard costs, just look at what it says. It's around here, there's a lot of Lamar or Clear Channel or out front, I think it's called. If you contact that company who owns it, they can tell you what that billboard would cost. And also, too, something to be aware of is, even if a billboard has an image on it already, don't assume it's not going to be available, because these billboards are rented on contract. So it might be a 6-month contract, it might be a year contract, and they start trying to sell that billboard for the next contract period way before the contract expires. So if there's a billboard you like, you can say, hey, when is this one become available? I would like to reserve this one for when it is available. And they'll say to you, it becomes available whenever. And then you can get ready and get that billboard when it opens up. So don't just assume it's not available because it's got an image on it. It might be coming available mm-hmm. in the near future. And so the range of prices, and it's such a wide range. If you're in town in a very small city with a small, low to the ground billboard, it might be, I've never seen one as low as $500 here in our area, but it's possible in some small rural areas you could find one as low as $500 a month. Around here, though, if you want to be on a major highway, it's going to be usually $3,500, $5,000 a month for just a modest billboard.
Just one.
Yeah, I had, at the time I had a few on I-4, I think mine were in the $5,000 a month range per billboard. I might have had one that was like $3,500, but it was not great visibility. There were trees until you got close to it. And then, you know, you only got to actually see it for maybe a couple of seconds before you drove by it. So things like that determine the price of it. If it's blocked to a large extent by trees until you get right up on it, that's going to be cheaper than something that is going to be able to be seen from miles away.
If you enjoy the Miss Biz podcast but still have questions or need advice, we have some exciting news for you. Join us for Miss Biz Connects. Miss Biz Connects is a weekly 1-hour Zoom call on Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is 1 hour each week dedicated to you. We want to meet you and put our brains together to help you grow personally, professionally, and spiritually.
To access the meeting link, visit us on our social media pages at Miss Biz Podcast, or send us an email to missbizpod@gmail.com.
Join us this Friday and let's grow the Miss Biz Nation.